Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, Accent on the radio. Your host, Ilona Europa, every Monday, the same chair. I just love my Mondays, love my guests, love everything what I'm doing here on this radio station. I'm just so attached to this chair and to the position that I have and to the people that surround me today, especially. I have very unusual guests for everybody to, I think, enjoy a lot. Then, maybe I will start from wonderful lady. Her name is Diane, and she is a manager and mother of the star of the hour, and her name is Kira Nicole. Kira Nicole is a singer, songwriter. She is 12 years old, amazing again, talent, singing talent, and the girl is going very, very far, fast. She's almost ready to win very big competition, singing competition. We'll be talking a little bit more about that, and then we'll be listening to Kira Nicole singing. But, hi Kira!
Hey Lona!
I know I like to talk, but I will let you talk too. But now we have another guest. Beautiful guest. Little surprise for all of us, but not really the hottest guest, I think also, because she's a fan, the biggest fan of Kira Nicole. Very precious. 6.5 years old girl name?
Abigail.
Abigail, I cannot believe you can sing Kira Nicole songs. You know her album, yes? Is this
yes.
true? You got some favorite songs, yes?
Yes.
And I know that you'll be singing with Kira and for Kira and for everybody who listens to LA Talk Radio, Accent On, yes?
Yes.
And I have also another gentleman in the studio. One day I will be having you for whole hour, Ronan Rosner. You are father of this amazing, beautiful girl, yes, Abigail. And I gave you the album of Kira's when she was here, my guest. But you said, oh my gosh, I will give this album to my daughter. And then you told me how much she enjoys listening to her. Is this true?
Yeah, it is.
Then now you are like, oh my gosh, stop singing. Or you say, I love this album too. Do you like this album?
Yeah, of course. So I got in the car, we're just playing it, you know, over and over again.
That's beautiful. And for the first time, Abigail and Kira had a chance to meet, and I'm just loving to capture this moment. That's a very, very special moment for Kira Nicole also, yes? Do you like to have your very official fan on a chair with you and singing for you your song?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's very much fun. But Ronan, oh, I have a phone. You'll be staying with me. I want to introduce you too. I have a very important phone call right now, and I'm very excited to talk to my guest who is calling from Arizona. Hello?
This is actually Greg Sarnecki calling from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's difficult, Ilona. Texas, Arizona. Yeah, in a way. Who cares?
Yeah,
the most important is that Greg, you are calling us. And we really don't know each other. We are just writing a little bit back and forth on a Facebook. And my eyes, I was just flipping through a lot of Facebook pages, and I just understand that you are going with big hardship, that you have beautiful daughter who needs everybody's help right now. Yes. Gregory,
yes.
Could you explain us what's going on? Because your daughter is beautiful. I post her pictures. I post every link for people to be able to help you with the money.
Thank
That's simple
you,
to say. Money. We need the money to help her. Can you tell us what's going on? What's going on? What is the problem?
Well, so far what we've came to a conclusion with is I have epilepsy in the left side of my brain. I have about 38 tumors throughout my body, I've already had two removed, and they were benign reactive, which means that they're just not doing anything right now. They're not sure which one is the one that's causing me problems. And then I'm also diagnosed with a disease called Caucasia, which is a wasting away disease on top of epilepsy.
How old are you?
So I am 34 this year.
Wow.
And 34 years old.
Okay, you are, of course, young gentleman. You have so many health issues, and you are raising money for operation because you have a problem with insurance and, of course, cost for the operation. Is this you who needs help, or?
Well, just now I got put on Medicaid. I just got my Medicaid, so my insurance isn't the problem right now. The bills that are stacking up on me are my house payments, my car payments, all that stuff, and my previous hospital bills that before I got sick, I was working at the casino, World One Star Casino, as a chef. That's what I do for a living. I cook. I'm a chef. I've been doing it for 15 years, and I can't even stand up for more than 10 minutes without just having no energy and no appetite.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you are describing really, really, I don't even can explain how a hard life to be for 34 years old gentleman who also need to take care of family. And this phone call
is very scary.
It's very scary. You please don't be scared. I'm hoping people are listening. I'm hoping people can get to know you better. Can you tell us how people can get in touch with you, or how they can help?
They can help on Facebook. They can get on I'm sorry, after my stroke, my memory sort of kind of wishy-washy. My fiance set up a website where anybody that wants to donate any kind of money, you can get on there and donate, or you can call directly to one of us.
Please, can you give us your phone number? If you are comfortable to give your phone number, then maybe this is the best way to just help you.
My telephone number is 940-597-1278.
And what is your name again?
My name is Greg Czarnecki.
How you spell your name?
Or better, Grzegorz Czarnecki.
Yeah, I know. I just found out that you are second generation Polish gentleman, and I would like to say dzień dobry, Grzegorz, which means hi, Grzegorz, and say hi to your parents, and of course to all your family. Grzegorz, how you spell Greg? How you spell your second name?
Czarnecki, Czarnecki.
Wonderful. And, just you understand that we all, of course, everybody has a problem. Everybody has really, really hard sometimes moments in life. But I also believe that we are people. Then if 1, 2, 3, 700 people can hear and they feel for you and feel that really sometimes in a lifetime you just need to help another human being, maybe this is the good day for you. And that's all what I would love to do for you right now.
A blessing that you're calling me and that you're giving me this opportunity, because all I want to do is find out where the tumor is, take care of it, and get back to work so I can take care of my family and give them what they deserve. Because right now my fiance is so spread thin. She's going to school full time, she's working, and we can just barely make it.
Greg, I know people are listening. I know people have good hearts, and people feel for you, and I feel for you. And I'm so hoping that next conversation with you will be just better, nicer, and everything will be going better for you. Please, if you can, send me one more time the link that people can connect with you, link that people can give us money. I want to post this one more time. And if your financier can give us two lines, three lines of some description one more time, how to get to you, if you allowed me to post your phone number, that's what I will do.
Yes.
Also, okay?
Definitely. The link is going to be GoFundMe@facebook.com.
That's so easy. And then they need to find your name?
And yes, just type in my name, Greg Czarnecki, and I'll pull it up. And it'll pull up all my disabilities, because I also have a disintegrated disc in my fifth vertebrae that's causing me a lot of pain and makes it very hard to walk.
Greg, you need to...
Yes, ma'am.
Feel a little bit better, hopefully. Hope is always, you know it. If not, we'll not talk today. And your job is to not give up hope. Your hope will come your way. And I hope again, and hope, people are listening. And you better take care of yourself. Okay, you promise?
I promise. And thank you for calling, and thank you for having me on your show. And God bless everybody that's listening, and God bless you for reaching out and just even just to be able to tell my story is a blessing.
And obviously, we need you to cook for everybody, for all of us, in a place that you find for yourself. And I'm sure you're a great
very
cook.
Good Polish food. Woo-hoo. Very good Polish food. My mom taught me everything I know.
Oh my gosh, pierożki, barszczyk, and kiełbaska, everything you'll be eating.
Pierogi from scratch, kopytki.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll be my wandering chef. You'll be sending us some recipes, and from time to time I'll be posting, especially before Christmas, okay? You promise?
I promise.
Teaching people Polish food, because we love Polish food. It's pretty good.
And I love pickle soup.
Oh my gosh, Polish people have soup. No idea what we are talking about. We just need to tell them and write them, and just they need to trust us and try. Greg, we love you. Stay straight and feel like life is in front of you, and luck for everybody. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we are hoping that life is long and good, and you have a long, long life in front of you. And please, everybody who listens, go to, again, Greg, can you tell us one more time your link?
GoFundMe@facebook.com, Greg Czarnecki.
Thank you so much. And please, write me whatever you want. I will repost everything one more time for people to know, okay?
I will.
Say hi to Mama.
I will be calling. I'll call again. I'll call whenever I have more news from the doctor. I have doctor's appointments once a month, so I will call and keep everybody informed.
Wonderful. Okay, say hi to Mama y Tato, Mama y Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I love y'all.
Okay.
And I love my sisters. I love everybody.
Dziękuję bardzo. Do usłyszenia. See you soon. And for you, we have special song. And for everybody who just needs help and a little bit uplifting feeling, and I think Kira Nicole's song, Teardrop, is the perfect song for this occasion. Okay, and especially for you, okay, and for all your family.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If I could only see you again, and let that sun.
Oh, what a beautiful song. I wrote this one, but Kira, boy, you sing well. You sing so well. I want to cry. And the coolest things ever is that Abigail was singing through whole song. Okay, girls, maybe like two lines together. If I, 1, 2, 3. Together, Abigail, you two. Let's start the song, If I Could Only. Can we do like two lines for the song, singing? 1, 2.
Weird.
Abigail, you sing. Do you remember lyrics for the song?
No.
If I could only work from... Yeah, okay, 1, 2, 3.
If I could only wipe from your face one little teardrop, I would do that.
Okay, she knows the lyrics. Thank you. That's beautiful. Love it. Okay, we have another song. And I understand that this song is your favorite too. Yes, Abigail. And we call this song, Kira, a little bit...
On my own.
Wow. And we have a story about this one, yes? We have video. Amazing video for this song. Can you explain us? Why did we decide and what is the video about? And people supposed to go to YouTube and check you out because the video title is?
A Little Bit On My Own.
And tell us about this video. There were 2 days, amazing 2 days from all of our lives. We loved the shoot.
For the first day, we went to a ranch and we got to see this horse named George. And he was really cool. And
that was a long day of shooting, and it was a very sunny day, and we had lots of crew filming, and food was there, everything was there. It was really great. You are so patient. You are wonderful, and a horse was even more patient.
My allergies kicked in at the end.
That's so true. And next day you're supposed to film next.
That was a longer day, I think.
That was even longer. And like 40 people. So you are surrounded by so many people, yes?
Yeah, it was really, really fun, actually. There were people that we got from LA Casting.
Yes.
And they were really nice. And
you were acting. You were first, like, 2 minutes of the video. You were an actor. Because that's really, in a way, for everybody to know, this is your dream. You would like to be the next Disney star, Nickelodeon star, and to just grow with this wonderful, wonderful, Disney movies and films and shows, the same Nickelodeon, and hopefully later, develop to wonderful singing sensation, which you are already. That would be great. And then you were acting for first, maybe 2 minutes of the video and the story behind the video. Could you explain that? That was really fun.
Yeah. Well, I think the story behind it was I am dreaming about a boy I like, and pretty much he's older than me. So I'm just dreaming about it.
That's good. We like that. And yeah, he's gorgeous. And then you both supposed to play a role, yes? In a school play.
Yeah, it's Romeo and Juliet.
How
and
cool.
I got casted as Juliet and he got casted as Romeo.
And you have this crush on this beautiful gentleman. You have beautiful blue guitar and you are singing this song. You look so pretty in this video.
Thank you.
And he is very good looking too. And you have a lot of people surrounding you. And we had great director. Do you remember the name of Jana?
Yes. Wait, what?
The name of the producer, of the director of the...
Ty.
There was Ty.
Tommy
and
Taihi.
Yes, what a cool name. Again, could you tell one more time louder?
Tommy Taihi, I think.
That's a very unusual name. And he was amazing. And of course, Natasha Miraya, she was also producing this movie. We had a great, great day. And I don't want to say, but we had also mom and your manager with us through all of these 2 days. Okay, Diana, could you tell us, this is not easy to be a manager and mom. Or is easy? What do you think? It's easy or not?
Well, it's not easy sometimes, and sometimes it is easy. But it's been very, very busy lately, but that's in a really good way.
And we are very excited that life starts getting busier and busier for Kira, which means for you too, which means a little bit for me too. But we have some beautiful announcement today to make on LA Talk Radio, on Accent on. LA Talk Radio is wonderful to us. I have a pleasure to have Kira more and more on my show. And I really believe when Kira will be a star, LA Talk Radio is really the one who promotes her very, very well then. And everybody who wants to also see Kira in 30 minutes, please switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio, and then everybody can see how Kira looks, how Kira acts, and she'll be a little bit singing, and of course she'll be answering questions again. Some of them will be the same, maybe one. But yeah, in 30 minutes, video channel, LA Talk Radio, Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe, with Ilona Europa and probably Lucy Hill, who I'm hoping she's coming to co-host the show. Okay, announcement. It's time for announcement and then for another song. Please, manager, I think, supposed to tell us what's going on today. And not only, it's like for the last 2 months, we have some excitement going on. Big one.
Yes. Well, most recently, Kira was entered in a musical competition called Unsigned Only. And first she was a semifinalist, and that was big and amazing. And she just recently, in the last couple of days, she was selected to be a finalist in the competition. And that's very exciting.
So exciting. The song title is Final Mistake.
Yes, it is.
Which we have very unusual, sweet story about this song, because it's a very mature topic. It's about heartbreak. It's about breaking a relationship who is just broken. And when I wrote the song, it was pretty serious for me also. And Kira just entered to this. We were just starting to work on a CD, full CD, and that was really one of the first songs that we decided maybe we'll be working on it. And we were talking about, is this too serious for Kira? Can she? But Kira said, no, I want this song. She adds some cool lyrics to this song, which was very exciting also. And then, you know, the song is very mature. Arrangement by Mimo Capuano is just out of this world. It's orchestrated, full orchestration. It's just beautiful. And what we can say, Final Mistake could be the best mistake that we ever made, that we put the song on the album. Kira, you did amazing job with this song. We'll be talking and playing this song a little bit later, but now I think we have some highlight for another song of ours, which is called Little Bit On My Own, which we talk about video for the song also.
Yeah.
Abigail.
Wait.
We will be singing this one?
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe we'll start little. Can you give her a hint and do like one or two lines, and Abigail can sing along a little bit, and then we'll play the song. Okay, Kira, can you remember?
I wanna save my days, save my nights, and be a little bit on my own.
Okay, Abigail, now is your turn. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close to microphone. You are pro girl. You are singer. Good for you. And
I wanna save my days, sing my mix to me a little bit of my own.
Beautiful. Again, how old are you?
6 and a half.
And obviously we just need to make it okay, Ronan is making video. I want this video and picture, because we need to post on Accent On, and everybody can see how wonderful girl you are. Abigail, I am so proud of you. Okay, thank you so much. Let's play this song right now, okay? Kira. Nicole. Kira Nicole.
Keep my love.
What a pleasure to listen to both of you singing out loud in a studio. In a cute way. I will be fading out in first at 20 seconds, but I would love both of you to sing one more time the first few lines with music playing, okay? Abigail, go closer to the microphone. I will play again, beginning, I will fade out, but both of you, perfect singing. That's Coach Ilona speaking. I just right away want everybody to, you know, sound really better. Ronan, please record one more time because now you'll be having girls singing together. One more time for a little bit. A little bit on my own. One, two, three.
I want to save my days, save my nights and be a little bit on my own. I want to save my lonely, save my broken heart until you come around. Forget what got me to this point. Forget what object makes me want. So keep my love on hold until you come around. I wonder when he broke from enough.
Of course they can. Of course they can sing and sing. I love you, Abigail. You are a very special girl. I'm so happy to have you with us. Kira Nicole, that's so... Come on, you know. I want everybody to sing my songs like that. Congratulations to you. And thank you, Abigail. You are very... You have a good voice and full of courage, girl. You... Hey... You do a great job running with her. Okay. Now I think we have this big song that is called Final Mistake. This is the song that I'm hoping will break Kira Nicole to the top. And she's, like I say, finalist in a competition that is called Unsigned Artist. And... they're leaving us right now. We'll let them. That's good. How do you feel, Kira? Come on, you know you are.
It's
you will
fabulous.
Be 13 when 13. When you are 13?
February.
Come on, you know February is a long time to go, and you are 12. Things are happening, and just did you believe when in the beginning that something good will happen because
no.
of that?
I.
You didn't.
Just, ridiculous.
Just, you know, that's, I think you worked so hard for the last 2 years. You know, first 6 months we really worked on your voice, yes? Then we start, I think, on the first song, yes? Sorry, I think that was the song that you recorded.
I think it was, we started Sorry and It's Not Your Fault.
Oh, that was second. Thank you so much. You're right. That was second.
And then.
Final Mistake,
I think
was
it was
that?
A little bit on my own.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm
Gosh.
Not sure.
Yeah, I'm getting older. Yeah, she knows better. Okay, it doesn't matter. Matter is that when we start writing Final Mistake, then that's what was the, is this too serious or not? I know people will love it. I know the song will be staying with you forever. This is one of those topics that everybody understand. And you sing so, like, really, really mature. Very, very mature. Why did you think you had the right to like this one?
Well, as we were writing it, I just got connected to it, and I thought it was a really nice song. And
did you?
I just felt
for me because of my life problems, or did you just like the melody
I
awards? What was that?
Embraced everything we just did. And
that's
just,
beautiful. Oh gosh, I didn't teach her to tell this. She really speaks what she means. You're right. I saw you. You are old soul. Do you think that? Music that is played on the radio is the something that you can identify with what you hear right now on the radio, or do you think some artist is something that is closer to your heart? If you can pick one artist that you would like to follow the career, road.
I like the career path of Taylor Swift. She's just really, really smart and. She's talented and she has everything. But I also really love Ariana Grande and her voice and
yeah, you know, and Ariana Grande did something very special to both of us because I know how good singer you are, but also Ariana Grande is a very unusual singer. Her voice is just everywhere. Very, very beautiful girl too, and her songs are complicated. And one day you brought me this new CD, some of the songs, like 90%, I never heard. I heard what was on the radio.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. And you brought them, and I remember first being shocked because you improved so much when it comes to ability of your vocals because of listening to Ariana Grande. Then later, I start loving you singing the songs your way, which now is less of Ariana Grande in you. It's really Kira Nicole singing her songs, you know, in a very cool way. And Taylor Swift, yeah, we loved her from the beginning.
Yeah.
She was
I was Abigail's age. I was 6, and I was singing Taylor Swift songs like Crazier and 15, and I was just, all I did was sing her songs. I probably know them by now, even though I haven't in a while.
Yeah, and then we found out, and you love the country pop. That was something that we thought you'd be doing. That's why we decided on a little bit on my own, that in a way is your single.
Yeah.
And then we thought that's the path that we'll take. We'll go country pop radio and we'll see what's happened, yes? But then, of course, like with everybody, art is developing and looking for another inspiration, and we were searching and, you know, writing different things. And now you love Ariana Grande. It's like just so completely different. But you sing everything.
I like to sing a lot of genres.
That's what is the very, very important, I think, part of growing up as a singer. You like somebody, but then you start reaching out all around. And then you love. Who do you like outside of Ariana Grande? Who we sing? Oh, we like a lot of UK artists, yes? Sam Smith.
Oh, yeah, Sam Smith is a beautiful singer.
Beautiful. His vocal quality is something that is very, very unusual, yes?
Yeah, it's very heartfelt.
Yeah, different style, very, in cool way, old-fashioned, but with modern twist. I will say, he's like 90s, 60s, beautiful vocalist, the beautiful vocals. And who else?
Who else? I'm trying to think of...
From UK. We like a lot of all these guys with guitars right now. They do so cool stuff. Stitch. He's from Canada. I found that he's from Canada.
Shawn Mendes. He's a really...
16.
Yeah, he's only 16.
Why we're talking about is because parents sometimes driving cars and they don't understand that a lot of these beautiful singers, they are very, very young. They are starting right now so early and they try to take care of their own careers. They are putting their talent on YouTube and people like Kira, and she's finding them out, and then in one day they become just sensation. And that's what we hope for Kira. And we have, like I said, big, big reason right now. We would love people to start voting for Kira. Kira is finalist on, if her manager
unsigned
can describe,
only.
Yes? Yeah, unsigned only international competition for singers. And she's in a teen category.
Teen category.
Yes, she is. She's in the teen category. And I have set it up on her website. So if you go to www.kira-nicole.com, there's a button that you can click on, and it will take you to the site to do the voting. So you would just go to the teen area, and Kira Nicole will show up right there with Final Mistake. Click away. You can vote once a day, and the voting is open all the way through August 24th.
And oh gosh, we are in Los Angeles, we are in California. She was number one in LA?
She's currently number 6 for the pop charts on Reverb Nation in Los Angeles, yes, which is quite a feat in itself.
And then she's played on the radio, and pretty good one, and this song Teardrop right now, I think, is doing very, very well. I want to people understand this young 12-year-old girl is working so hard. What about the radio play? Could you tell us who is playing her?
Yes, on Women of Substance Radio, they started playing Kira's song Teardrop. And in June, it was voted the top 20 in the top 20 songs requested by listeners. So that was pretty amazing.
That's pretty amazing. Then I really believe we are doing very well, all of us. We are working hard. We don't question why we are working so hard. We are doing, Kira, yes, what do you love to do? Do you like sing or do you like acting more?
I think that I love to sing. I do it every day. And acting is fun, and I would love to pursue that as well.
That's why I'm asking everybody, please, let's go and switch from LA Talk Radio Accent on Radio to video channel, which will be having another show, Accent on TV, The Best of Poland and Europe, from 7 till 7.50. We can see Kira start liking her even more, feel more and more personal with this artist, knowing that she's here to stay. Then, like I said, in last 3 months, not only she started getting really nice radio plays and people requesting the songs, she also in LA, on River Nation, she is number 6. She is right now finalist of international competition for unsigned only singers in teen category. Then please, people, do not get discouraged when you go and flip through these links. You really need to give a little bit time and go find the teen competition part for teens. And then Kira Nicole, Final Mistake. That's the title of the song. And I really, really think this is the time to play this one. What do you think, Kira?
I think it's a fabulous time to play this song.
Okay, let's do that. Final Mistake, Kira Nicole. Everybody's crying because I cry every time when I hear the song. my heart is breaking up. And now I, not only with sadness, because with happiness too. This is a beautiful beginning for everybody, for all of us. Kira, outside of Kira Nicole, outside of singing, outside of dreaming to become really, really big artist. I don't want to say star, because star sometimes is up and down, and the falling stars, they happen a lot. We want to be an artist, big, good, hardworking artist, and have a good, earning good living in this profession. And you are doing that. You're pretty, pretty talented and a smart girl. How about your grades?
Well.
Well. Yes, we want to know.
Well, I have 4.0s every quarter of the year.
Okay, you gave me chills. You know why? Because a lot of parents are listening to this show. And some parents probably think music, singing, playing, why, you know, why it takes away children from, you know, these schools. No. I really, really think that people need to listen. If you have a talent in your home, child who wants to just do what they want to do, they can do it all. They can do it all. This girl really works hard. She really, and you know, four.
That means straight A's.
That's what I'm saying. Kira, we love you. We love
Thank you.
And
I love you too.
Okay. Can we say you love your mommy a lot?
I love you, Mom.
I love you, manager.
And I love you too.
Yes, obvious.
It's a big love bunch.
This is true, because you need the people who just love you, respect what you do, and try wish you the best, and then understand the talent comes with different packages, and sometimes you can be 12 and a little bit earlier, because you were 10 when I found you in a community center.
Yeah.
Then again, people go give the children to community centers if
they
have some
so
nice.
You
were so long ago, but it was really like 2 years ago, either way, long time ago, but 2 years from the girl who was flipping the summer, what do you call the salts? Yeah, and singing a little bit and caught my attention so, so fast. And my daughter, who I think knew you a little bit before, and right away she said, Mom, this girl. And I was like, and thank you again that I'm honored to teach you. I'm honored to be part of your life and write and sing with you, record with you.
I'm honored to be taught by you.
Okay. This is like so private show. Come on. I love you. You love me. We love you. I love you. But that's the truth. Okay. I think we are almost done with our beautiful show. And of course, I would like to play something of mine. I have only 2 minutes left. And we'll think Eternal Kiss is the perfect title and perfect ending for the show. Okay. Let's sing Eternal Kiss by Ilona Europa. And please, everybody, 10 minutes, switch to video channel and watch us live on Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe, with Kira Nicole as our guest.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.